This is Pat Sissons now. Singing, dancing, acting, comedy, memory man act, ventriloquism, TV, radio, stage. There is very little that my guest on the phone cannot turn his hand to. You may well have seen the posters of him up and down Fisherton Street at the moment, ahead of his appearance with his new show, Somebody Up There Licks Me. Licks me, I think that's correct. Tomorrow night at the City Hall in Salisbury, it's a pleasure to be joined by the one and only Count Arthur Strong. Can you hear me, Count Arthur?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Excellent.
Is that Pat?
It is Pat at this end.
Loud and clear, Pat, my end.
Thank you very much indeed for taking the time to come and speak to us. Very much appreciated.
Oh, is that it then?
No. This is the start.
Oh, right. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't make myself very clear.
I thought you winded up just saying goodbye.
No. Well, I mean, we will do that, but I'd like to spend a couple of moments asking you questions first, if that's all right, sir.
Oh, all right. Yes. We'll give it a go.
We'll have a go and see where it goes. So, for those who might not know, and I know that might seem an unbelievable prospect, Count Arthur, what areas of the entertainment world would we know you from? Where do you most excel on stage, screen, etc.?
Well, I mean, it's been said about me that I'm an all-round entertainer, you see. So, I mean, I do all that. I do song and dance. I do the straight stuff, you know, Shakespeare. It's music, but the food of love, etc. That's from Midsummer Night's Dreams, I think.
Yes.
You know that, wouldn't you, Pat? I do the lot. I do, and I'm the utility man of the dramatic arts and variety, you know. I do everything.
The title Count Arthur is quite a recognisable one and an unusual one. How did you acquire that title?
Well, it was a variety moniker in the first place. I mean, we all called ourselves daft names in those days. I was the exception to the rule, of course. I believe by dint of the fact that I touched royalty, that it became official. You'd have to look it up in Wisdoms or Hansard.
You touched royalty?
Yeah, I did a Variety Club of Great Britain do, in which I stood on the Queen Mother's foot.
Oh, dear.
I believe purely by dint of the fact that we touched, then my title became official. I think that's the way they do those things.
I see, yes. Okay. Was she very cross?
No, not really. She spoke to me. She said, "Oh, get off my foot." I didn't know she had bunions.
Yes.
She had to have a sit down, but she, a lady in waiting, then escorted her away. But I believe she was all right because she lived for another 40 odd years, so I can't have had anything to do with her.
No, she made it through all right.
Yes.
So in your long show business career, Count Arthur, do you hang around with any of the greats of the business? Does Michael Caine ever pop round for a cup of tea, for example, or Des O'Connor for a duet?
Well, I call him Caney. I don't call him Michael Caine.
Caney?
I've never met him, man, but that's what I call him. O'Connor, I won't have him in the house anymore. He's got terrible table manners.
Has he?
Yes. I had him round in 1968 for an omelette, and the mess he left on the table.
Well, it can be very difficult to eat without making a mess.
Well, no, he had a knife and fork, just like everybody else.
You didn't give him a spag bowl, then.
Literally, and he had the manners of a pig.
Oh dear.
Honestly.
I'm sorry to have brought it up, it obviously
is. I'd forgotten about that.
Sorry about the bad memories. I'm just going to play this song by Casey and the Sunshine Band. Can you hang on the phone for a moment, Count Arthur?
If the line goes dead, I'm just out to get my washing in.
Oh, that's fine. No, don't let me interrupt your afternoon chores.
Yes, we've had showers here all morning. I've been in and out of the house like a yo-yo.
Is it a white wash or coloured as well?
It's all Miss Moore's from the top.
Oh, right, OK. Yeah. Possibly too much information. And I've got to ask you, Count Arthur, is there anyone on telly today? You've just come off the telly. Anyone in the showbiz firmament who has got not what it takes to get to your level, obviously, because that's quite high.
Well,
but
obviously.
But for a reasonable career.
Well, you know, we don't really have stars in the same way as we used to have stars these days, do we? I mean, your Stuart Grangers and your James Masons. We don't really have those coming through anymore.
Are you a McIntyre fan, Count Arthur, Michael McIntyre?
Well, I'm not sure I really like joke-telling, you know. I don't find anything funny about jokes.
Comedians should stay away from jokes, you think?
If you ask me, yes, and they should stay away from me.
Okay, right. Obviously, there's only so many bookings to go around.
That's right, I would imagine.
And tell me a little bit about your memoir. I'm halfway through it at the moment, actually. Through It All, I've Always Laughed, it's called.
Yes, well, it's exactly... I mean, you've encapsulated there in your, by saying it's a memoir, because that's very much what it is, you know. People have told me it's very, very enjoyable.
It's a real rags-to-riches story, isn't it? A young lad who comes from basically nothing and rises to the top of the showbiz firmament.
Absolutely. It could be a Catherine Cookson, couldn't it?
It is up there with Cookson.
There's a plot for a Catherine Cookson. She wants to get cracking on that.
Finally, Count Arthur, what advice, because I know you've got to get your smalls in, so I'll let you go. What advice would you give to those trying to progress in the showbiz world, perhaps from the perspective of, let's say, a middle-aged local radio DJ in the Salisbury area, whose own career could be said to have stalled a bit?
Give up.
Right, OK.
I'd pack it in. I wouldn't try anymore.
Just go on.
Who are we talking about? It's very specific.
Hypothetical situation, that
hypothetical.
Is.
Hypothetical.
Hypothetical, yes, sir.
No, I'd say there was no hope for him,
This
young man is.
Oh, dear. OK, yeah. Well, I'll try and pass that on with a smile on my face. Well, we look very much forward to the show. Somebody up there licks me. It is licks me, is it? The show?
Well, I can't say anything about that because of a legal matter.
Oh, okay.
I have to go to court to get that resolved.
You'll have to come and see the show and see what occurs.
But I'm furious about that.
Oh, really?
I'm literally furious, beside the man stood next to me about that.
Oh, dear. I'm very sorry to hear that. But we look forward to seeing you on stage at any rate at the City Hall in Salisbury. And thank you for your time. And I hope you finally managed to get those smalls dry, Count Arthur.
Well, so do I, because we all know what happens if you put damp ones on, don't we, Pat?
Well, it takes a good hour and a half to Yes. Let's not go into that.
It's not good for you.
And this is the point now where we're going to end the interview. Count Arthur Strong, a very big thank you for coming on the programme.
Thank you very much, Pat. Thank you for having me.